This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're doing it wrong. As usual, we're doing it wrong. This headline with CBS News talking about how a striking number of nurses are victims of workplace violence. We've talked about this on the show before. I don't know what our problem is. I mean, nurses are the backbone of our healthcare field, healthcare system, and we're going to screw with them any more than we've already screwed with them with low pay and difficult hours. And this violence trend. I think we have a lot of naive people out there thinking that we're at peacetime and, you know, things are all nice and, you know, we all get along, and because we, you know, because we don't live in black and white movies and you don't see the westerns and you don't see everything we used to see in the movies, you know, on the streets every day, we kind of get this sense that, all right, well, violence happens somewhere else. You know, it happens once in a blue moon. It's an isolated one-off. I mean, look at what happened with the school shooting yesterday at Saugus High. I mean, look at football. Did you guys watch football last night? Oh, my gosh. So the Browns-Steelers game, can I just say that was a really rough game to watch. That was, oh, my gosh, interceptions and missed field extra points, and I don't know what the hell. And, yeah, missed field kick goals, and it was a really rough game to watch. For any of us that love football, you're looking at both teams going, what the hell is going on here? But at the end, and I was going to shut it off, but I stayed till the end, you know, because I like to watch things to the end. And Mason Rudolph starts getting his butt kicked, quarterback, stand-in quarterback now for Steelers, as Big Ben is recovering from surgery, and Myles Garrett just starts wailing into him, you know, because he basically tackled him. And then while Mason Rudolph was doing something with his helmet, trying to cut loose or something, Myles Garrett takes off Mason's helmet and then just starts wailing on him. And then you had three ejections. I think Pouncey got ejected because he tried to stop the fight, and then you had Ogunjobi kind of come in to, I don't know why he had to kind of, you know, strong arm Rudolph. But anyway, so it was a big fight. Everybody thought that was really exciting. But, I mean, you just saw people go after each other, and it's violent. So, you know, here we have this headline today that nurses are victims of workplace violence. That's not going to be a big headline. The football game and the ejections and the possible legal ramifications that's going to now occur within the NFL, that's making headlines. Yet, who's taking care of you or your baby or grandma? No. And so, I'm here to talk about it. Okay, this is ridiculous. All right, nurses are abused. They're abused not only by patients, but also by doctors, by coworkers. And is it because they're women? Is it not there? There's a lot of male nurses, but is it because the majority of them are women? So the majority of them, you know, seem to, you know, fall under that. Well, you know, yeah, she's a nurse. She's sexy. She's female. Does it kind of fall under a Me Too issue, which this article says it does? Is it because they think, well, you know, nurses are here to help you, so the average nurse isn't going to carry, you know, isn't going to, you know, clock you with her Glock. Don't get me wrong. There's nurses out there that carry. All right? There are nurses out there that know exactly. They have a syringe very easily accessible in their pocket. Do not mess with a nurse. You know, what are you thinking? You know, I mean, my experience with patients being violent and grabbing at you and stuff like that was more often than it should have been. You know, whether people thought I was a doctor or a nurse, it didn't matter. If they thought they could grab my boob or touch my butt or do something ridiculous, they did. And so it's opportunity. And nurses allow an opportunity, not on purpose. They're forced to. They have to tuck you into the bed. They have to roll you over and check for bed sores. They have to change your catheter. They are probably the most intimate healthcare worker than anybody else. And the more you have access, the closer you are to the patient to do your job, the higher risk you are of getting assaulted. And what are we doing about it? Is anything addressing it? Does ACA address that? Is any legislation out there addressing that? No. No. Nobody seems to give a damn. And nurses are quitting. We're talking about, oh, the doctors are leaving, and, you know, how do we keep our doctors? How do we keep our nurses? Okay, doctor can't do what they need to do if we don't have our nurses. And nurses are leaving. Why the hell should they be grabbed and assaulted and abused? And, you know, I've talked about this on air, too. You know, I just remember when I was in training, something would go wrong with the patient. And, you know, the first thing the doctor would say is, where's the nurse? Okay. And, you know, as a medical student, I'm like, okay, this isn't the nurse's fault. You know, but I mean, the patient's going, oh, okay, but then it must be the nurse. You know, nurses have to take the heat and take the rap for so much BS. When I hear nurses strike, I don't blame them. You know, I really don't. But, you know, people think, well, you know, they're nurses, and so they are dedicating their life to people just like teachers dedicate their lives to students. And so we could get away with more. And, you know, I'm not telling all nurses to strike, but if any nurse is a victim of workplace violence, I mean, you bring it. Whether it's calling the police on the patient, whether it's getting the hospital administrator down there, whether it's getting your lawyer, or whether it's, you know, fighting back. Now, I mean, I've never punched a patient, you know, but the people that did touch me and grab me, I pushed their hand away. I blocked them. I mean, I'm not going to harm the patient. You know, you're not allowed to. It's in any other scenario, if somebody grabs your butt, you could kick them in the, you know, whatever. And you can't do that when they're a patient because you'll get sued. So I think there's other ways to get back at them. But I want to bring this up because there's unfortunately these trends, and there's all these campaigns and, you know, all these platforms that people run on say, well, we need to do this, we need to do this, we need to do this. I just want to hear one person say, we want to stop workplace violence just everywhere, but especially for our nurses. It's ridiculous. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, we're going to talk about the latest in the high school shooting as well as the NFL. Don't go away.
Here, we love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. Permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOLLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad who's working the dials. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, this is very frustrating when you see what happened with the Sauga shooting. Off-duty officers apparently rushed to the high school after hearing the shots. Detective and two off-duty officers were dropping off their own kids, ran toward the sound of gunfire. They provided life-saving first aid to victims. God bless them. It lasted 16 seconds yesterday, the shooting. But two teenagers, a 16-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy, were killed. Three wounded. This is a suburban Los Angeles high school in Santa Clarita. The attacker was a 16-year-old. He actually did this on his birthday. Nathaniel Burho has been identified as the subject. He basically took a gun from his backpack and fired at 5 students, killing 2 of them, and then he shot himself in the head, but he survived. He is currently in the hospital in grave condition. Why couldn't he have shot himself first, and then, well, unfortunately, he planned this. Los Angeles County Sheriff's officials said there was a message on his Instagram that was posted on Thursday. Saugus, have fun at school tomorrow. The FBI said there was no reason to believe that the student Burho was acting on behalf of a group or an ideology. But he's 16 years old, Nathaniel Burho. Currently, I'm not sure which hospital. They probably don't want to reveal that because they think people are going to want to get him. Los Angeles County Sheriff's officials said this message on his Instagram was posted on Thursday morning. Unclear exactly when. Authorities say the message was later removed, but they don't know who made the change. The FBI said there was no reason to believe he was acting on behalf of another group. Of course, you hear people go, oh, we didn't know that anything was wrong with him. And they say, oh, you know, his father was into guns and, you know. So the blame game starts and it's going to happen. I don't necessarily fight the blame game. Whenever something like this happens and it's so tragic, people want to prevent the next one. So they try to look for any clues as to, you know, how to profile the next future shooter. Unfortunately, there's also a lot of political motivations that come into play. And somebody getting a hold of a gun who shouldn't get a hold of a gun will try to be twisted into a, you know, NRA is bad, or, you know, people that conceal carry are bad. All I know is these off-duty officers, thank the Lord, were caring. You're not always in a place where there's going to be officers or off-duty officers. So a spokesperson for Instagram said they disabled the account for violating our policies. We did confirm it did not belong to the shooter. Police, though, thought that the original post was made by the gunman. Why is this such a big deal? Well, because Instagram and Facebook many times will be a platform for these shooters to put something out there. And so if you're a student at a school and you see a weird cryptic message like have fun tomorrow, school, Saugus, have fun tomorrow, you're going to think, okay, that means something's supposed to happen at our high school tomorrow. You know, so I don't mind this being a headline as it is. So apparently authorities had to respond to a torrent of 911 calls when the gunfire began at about 7:30 in the morning. They found all 6 students in a quad area within the school. Burhau was initially mistaken for a victim when the school was locked down. Witness descriptions and surveillance footage then later identified the suspect within an hour of the shooting. So when they said the shooter was at large yesterday, it's because they saw the victims in the quad and they didn't know where the shooter was. Wouldn't, though, you see the gun right next to them? So surveillance video captured the attacker pulling a .45 caliber semi-automatic pistol from his backpack. And now we're hearing that 2 boys were killed. I heard it was a girl and a boy. But this, unfortunately, is just another shooting too many that reminds us that our schools really aren't safe. His father had died of a heart attack in December 2017, Mark Burhau. They say he was an engineer for a healthcare company. He was a hunter. They believe he owned weapons. And his obituary describes his love of big game hunting and fishing of all kinds. Oh, people are already jumping on that. Ooh, he fished. Ooh, he hunted. You know, but we do have a problem with kids taking the parents' guns. Adam Lanza took his mom's gun, shot her, and then shot up Sandy Hook Elementary. You have really good, honest people having guns, but their kids may be whack jobs. What do you do? Do we need to have rules that, you know, if you clear all your background checks and you're good and all that, then you need your weapon on you at all times or locked up? because somebody in your family might be an absolute psychopath. I don't know. So, apparently this kid's father was arrested in 2015 on suspicion of attempted battery of his wife, Mami Matasura. But the district attorney's office declined to file charges because of insufficient evidence. The mother brought divorce proceedings against her husband in 2016, was filing for custody of the children. Somebody had brought up to me that many of these shootings happened to people who were divorced, of divorced parents. Does that have anything to do with anything? Well, again, you really can't screen for that because the majority of people have parents who divorced. So it's not really, that's not going to be a very academic discussion. I mean, it's not really going to help, but I do think it warrants a discussion of kids of divorce. What sort of psychological support do these kids get when their parents divorce? Now, some of the courts offer it. I think a lot of family courts offer family counseling for kids. But the average kid, when that happens, says, leave me alone, let me go to my room. These kids want to just go to their room. They want to be away from it all. They don't want to talk to some stranger about how there's going to be a new man in their life or a new woman in their life when their parents separate, how they now have to live in two places. Their school might be disrupted, or they can never move out of state because one parent's going to have a cow. You know, divorce is very traumatizing on kids. I'm not saying this is an excuse. I mean, this kid, if he survives, he needs to, you know, be in jail for life or whatever they plan to do in California. But, you know, we might be missing an opportunity to help a lot of people when parents get divorced and the kids are like, I'm fine, leave me alone. You know, some kids look at it as an opportunity to be left alone. The parents are so distracted with the divorce and they're showering them with gifts that kids just are able to, well, you know what, I'm not going to get in trouble for smoking pot or drinking alcohol or skipping class. And some kids use it as an opportunity. I mean, in this day and age, mom really can't have a stepfather that beats you anymore. They can still. But, you know, some kids realize I could just run away. What are the police going to do? So this shooting that happened at this high school, I think to me is the final straw. And I think we need to allow parents, if they don't want their kids to go to school, to not. I don't think you could force a parent now in this day and age with the laws to make their kid go to school. You can't tell a parent to drop their kid off at school with the risk that they could be shot. And there are shootings and threats of violence in every city. Maybe it doesn't come to an actual school shooting, but I can't tell you how many times in my neck of the woods, school was locked down because of a threat. Kid came to school with a weapon. If I was a parent, I'd say we're done. I am a parent, and I do have kids. But, you know, don't go to school. I mean, I'm sending you to school to be safe. Online school needs to now rapidly, and I'm not saying we give in to the shooters. I'm not saying that. But until we have our acts together, until we have a plan, and schools have the funding to protect the students and make a school a safe haven, we have no business dropping our kids off at school. There's online access. Have a teacher in a secure room giving the assignment. People online, you know, logging in. Skype sessions. We have the technology. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A second public hearing in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump is underway on Capitol Hill. Ousted U.S.-Ukraine Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch is the featured witness. Yovanovitch, according to Democrats, ran afoul of the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who they say was conducting unofficial diplomacy in Ukraine. The California Democrat who chairs the panel, Adam Schiff, says
Marie Yovanovitch was in Kiev when she was called by a senior State Department official and told to get on the next plane back to Washington.
In California, police make five arrests in connection with a Halloween party shooting at an Airbnb near San Francisco. Four suspects booked on suspicion of murder and conspiracy. A fifth person was arrested as an accessory to the crime. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So yesterday was one of the ugliest moments in NFL history. You guys are going to see a lot of headlines regarding Myles Garrett and Mason Rudolph and Larry Ogunjobi and Marquise Pouncey. And it was the Cleveland Browns Steelers game, one of the most boring, difficult games to watch. It was just mess up after mess up. And, you know, I like Mayfield. I like Rudolph. It really wasn't an exciting game. It was, you know, Thursday night football, and it definitely wasn't nothing like Monday night's game. Pretty uneventful until the last 8 seconds of the game. In regulation, when there was a tackle by Garrett on Mason Rudolph, and it went very, very ugly. And the fight was so bad that now we have multiple suspensions. And the NFL had to act quickly. at Act Swiftly because there were big calls for them to do something after last night's brawl. So NFL spokesman Michael Signoria tweeted the league's decision that Miles Garrett, who basically took off quarterback Mason Rudolph's helmet and hit him with it, has been suspended indefinitely. And at minimum, for the remainder of the 2019 season, including playoffs. Now, Steelers center Marquise Pouncey has been suspended for 3 games because he came over, and after Miles Garrett was pouncing on Rudolph, he went over to pounce on him. So somebody could say, well, he tried to protect the quarterback, but is it protecting the quarterback or is it, you know, joining in the fight? So he got suspended for 3 games, and then Browns defensive tackle Larry Ogunjobi, who came out of the blue and just kind of chest bumped, you know, Rudolph, he's been suspended for 1 game. All players are suspended without pay. Each franchise has been fined $250,000. Oh, the coaches look ticked. The NFL announcement also says additional discipline could be coming. That could include at least a fine for Pittsburgh's Mason Rudolph, who tried to take off Garrett's helmet and kicked Garrett in the groin. Now, it could have been intentionally or unintentionally, but you saw there was some scuffle, and then Garrett hit him. And you were like, why is he trying to take off the helmet? Why? And it looked like they were fighting. So I was wondering if Mason Rudolph was going to get in trouble, too. So the league announces that Garrett must meet with the commissioner's office prior to a decision on his reinstatement. He was also fined an additional amount. He violated unnecessary roughness and unsportsmanlike conduct rules, as well as fighting, removing the helmet of an opponent, and using the helmet as a weapon. And again, we don't know if Mason Rudolph tried to do the same thing first. Pouncey was suspended for punching and kicking an opponent, and Ogunjobi was fined for unnecessary roughness, specifically for shoving an opposing player to the ground during an altercation. So, this news. And this news because Garrett was the number one overall pick of the NFL draft in 2017. He was the number one draft pick. And he's one of the NFL's best defensive players. And the Browns need him. They needed him last night. They needed him. But the image of him taking Rudolph's helmet and smacking him is unfortunately something that's going to probably haunt him. And, you know, Steelers are pretty ticked. By the way, you know both teams play each other in 17 days. So we'll see what happens with that. Quarterback Baker Mayfield was like, no, this is inexcusable. There's a lot of people that were asked to say something, and they're like, well, you know, they don't want to go against a buddy, but they're just going to say it was ugly. It was ugly. But, you know, Garrett said, look, this is embarrassing. What I did was foolish, and I shouldn't have allowed myself to slip like that. That's out of character. But a situation like that where it's an emotional game, I allowed myself to fall into those emotions with that last play. That's what happened. And, again, we're kind of shocked because they were ahead. They were winning. You really didn't have to. I'm just wondering if Rudolph egged them on. But either way, bad. It's just bad. So the NFL is doing exactly what the public wants, them to be anti-fighting. There's this unsportsmanlike conduct that the NFL has been really rigorous and robust in terms of punishments and flags and penalties. You can't taunt other players. And, you know, even though, you know, we like the dancing and, you know, we like the, you know, Antonio Brown's, you know, touchdown celebrations, we see how it could tick off other players. You got a lot of testosterone out there. You got a lot of adrenaline going on. You know, you don't want to be taunting. You don't want to, you know, be messing around. And same thing, unnecessary roughness. You know, you're tackling. And, you know, in the older days, it would be under the guise of a tackle, and you could beat the crap out of somebody. In fact, I don't want to bring up the team name, but there was a team who, in the guise of a tackle, would cause serious injury to the other players, so it would help their standings. So NFL did have to step in, and I think they did appropriately. I mean, the NFL has a lot of drama on their hands, like the whole, you know, kneeling in the national anthem. We talked about Colin Kaepernick is now getting to audition in front of multiple teams, because I guess multiple teams are in trouble and need a quarterback. Not that Colin Kaepernick was a great quarterback. The 49ers have done miserably for years, but now they're doing good with Garoppolo. But Kaepernick wants to get back in. And the NFL, you know, kind of was able to deal with the whole kneeling during the anthem thing, which they were not proud of, by kind of hush-hush and, okay, Kaepernick's gone. But Kaepernick coming back means NFL's going to have to be dealing with that again if Kaepernick decides not to stand for the national anthem. It's ridiculous. And, you know, people are like, this is news. You know, why are we listening to this as news? Well, look at what's going on with the impeachment hearings. I mean, oh my gosh. I mean, there's, you know, I'm looking at, you know, this last high school shooting. We're looking at Arctic cold. Apparently Hong Kong is in a recession. We're looking at a mass exodus of Californians. And that's not the headline. It's all about Trump and who said what and was there any proof and no. At least this is different news. Speaking of Hong Kong, let me tell you guys about this. This was a very interesting headline. They say Hong Kong is in its first recession for a decade. Now we are very traumatized. We got some PTSD after the whole 2009 to 2016 recession. Thank God it ended after 2016 and after the election. Again, I do credit Trump. Some people just credit the recession died out just like a fire. So whatever you believe, 2016 saved our butts. Okay? But when you hear a huge economic power starts to go into recession, that's scary. So Hong Kong has confirmed it has entered its first recession for a decade. It continues to be gripped by protests. The economy shrank 3.2% in the July to September period compared with the prior quarter. It means the economy has contracted for two quarters in a row. That is their definition of a recession. Now, we are supposed to be coming into Christmas season. Christmas season usually saves a lot of economies temporarily, but they say tourists are staying away and shops are suffering because of the battles between anti-government protesters and police. They say domestic demand worsened significantly in the third quarter as the local social incidents took a heavy toll on consumption-related activities and subdued economic prospects weighed on consumption and investment settlement. So if a big company is thinking about investing in Hong Kong and, you know, starting their company there and bringing in jobs, that might be on hold while all this, you know, turmoil is going on. So now they expect the economy to shrink 1.3% for the full year. When GDP drops, it affects countries surrounding and, of course, can affect other countries, including us. So the government said ending violence and restoring calm are pivotal to the recovery of the economy. The government will continue to closely monitor the situation and introduce measures as necessary to support enterprises and safeguard. People always say, well, World War II is what helped us get out of the Depression. It did help us get to the 1950s and that period of time, you know, late 40s, 50s. But during the war, you know, the countries that were ravaged by war, they didn't do that well. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAI. I got called before I went on air from my kid's school, because apparently my kid comes to school late. He's not, don't worry, I drug tested him. He's still clear. I check him all the time. No drugs, so that's good. Oh, yeah, I'm like, hi, how are you? You know, happy birthday. Go into the bathroom and give me your example. So I was kind of, I wasn't prepared for this call. Thought was my producer or something just right before I go on air, because everybody knows I go on air, and it was the dean. And I was like, oh, my God, it's the dean. And I, when my kid, if you think my kids have apprehension when they have to go to the dean or talk to the principal, I get that same apprehension, right? Because I went to 12 different schools, and I was class clown, and I had to make my mark in school, not by doing anything bad. I wasn't a bad girl, no vandalism, whatever, but I like to do funnies. And sometimes funnies aren't always the most acceptable. In medical school, we almost got in trouble because we, during a slideshow, looked like that we took our teacher's cup, his coffee mug, and then we stuck it in the urinal and took pictures, making it look like we were peeing in the mug, and he was drinking from the mug. Now, he wasn't. We never did that to him officially, but we made pictures looking like we could, and that didn't go over well. I also, in medical school, changed my grades. You got a check plus if you did really, really good on your assignment in medical school, a check or a check minus. And I was really getting sick and tired of getting check minuses. So I go into the book and I use a different color pen and I change all the minuses to pluses. Now, I didn't use the real colored pen because I wanted the teacher to know that I changed my grade, okay? You know, when I do something, I want people to, I don't do anything subtly. I wanted him to know that I was able to get into the grade book and change the grade. This was before everything was on computer. And so he basically goes into the grade book and he sees a black check minus with a red vertical line in all of them. So I got talked to for that one. So, you know, hearing my kids, you know, principal call me, I was like, oh man. I was like, yes sir, of course sir, sorry sir. And I go, this was my fault, sir. I mean, I already had a speech planned, not for my kid, but I guess it was the same speech I used 12 times when I went to 12 different schools. Yes, it's my fault, it's ultimately my fault, it will never happen again, sir. You know, I, you know, want to do right by, Michael Jackson. So, well, Michael Jackson was big in the 80s, and, you know, we idolized Michael Jackson, and so I would throw him in there just in case, you know, anybody was also a fan. So, yeah, my kid's going to get a talking to. It stinks because I really wanted to because, you know, he said that my kid was there. And I was like, you know, my kid is on speakerphone. You just want to say something. And I was like, when you get home, I'm going to open up a can of, you know, I mean, you know, you were like, I wanted to say something, but then I'm like, wait a second. Okay. In this day and age, you know, it could be construed. I always yell at my kids threatening that I'm going to whoop their butts and I don't. And they know I can. In fact, they're taller and bigger than me, but I just felt like he needed right then and there, you know, I'm getting called before I go on air. I'm at work and I have to deal with your principal, you little, I am going to, you are so, you don't even know, I am defining, I am changing the definition of grounded. You are so in trouble when we get home, but I didn't do that. You know, and then I was like, do I go, I love you? I just hung up. I'm like, thank you, sir. And, you know, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to text my son, WT something. Yeah, I'm going to text him. Something that he's probably not going to like. Oh, speaking of texts, oh, this is hilarious. Okay, you guys need to check out what I put on my Twitter and Facebook. This was circulating. My friend Pam Tolan had put this on her Facebook. It is the texting guide for seniors. Oh, this is hilarious. Okay, and I love seniors, and I love how seniors can joke about being seniors, just like, you know, I joke about being middle-aged. But seniors had to learn LOL, you know, laughing out loud. They had to learn that pretty quickly because their kids would text. Like my mom learned all the texting lingo, you know, like I-H-O or I-M-O in my opinion, or I-M-H-O in my humble opinion. My mom knew text before I did. Well, here are some texting terms just for seniors. So you know how we go, she's my BFF, my best friend forever? For seniors, BFF is best friend fell. Okay, I didn't make this up. I think it was a radio station that did that. So if you see BFF, when a senior writes it, they're meaning their best friend fell. Now, BTW is, by the way, right, for your eye. All right. However, for this, BTW means bring the wheelchair. All right. We always do TTYL, talk to you later. TTYL, talk to you louder. BYOT. You know how we go BYOB, bring your own beer? BYOT, bring your own teeth. When you laugh, LMAO means laughing your, you know, butt off. LMAO. LMDO, laughing my dentures out. FWIW. That's new. Anybody know what FWIW is? Forgot where I was. Okay, you know what? This is me. I can use these. These are my texts. Forget seniors. I use this. IMHAO. Do you guys know what that text is? IMHAO is my hearing aid on. OMMR, on my massage recliner. Now, a lot of times you guys see ROFL, rolling on the floor laughing, ROFL. Well, they have ROFLACGU, rolling on the floor laughing, and can't get up. All right, seniors really take a hit. Yeah, I told you how the younger generation is doing the, you know, all right, boomer, yeah, boomer. Even though a lot of boomers aren't seniors. You know, seniors take a lot of hits. The average senior I know is more active than the young people, right? They're hiking, they're biking, they're mountain climbing, they're working. My mom is in her 70s, and she's working full-time, and she's doing more than I see some millennials do. I love the millennials. The millennials are one of my favorite generations. But they, but unfortunately, you do have some seniors that, you know, are a little bit, you know, non-mobile. And we really shouldn't be making fun of them. But the seniors I know, I spoke at a women's league, and there were a lot of seniors there. And, I mean, man, these women, they were hitting the bar. They were giggling. They were talking about the guys. They were flirting. Rabbi walked by, and everyone was like, oh, hi, Rabbi. Flirting with the rabbi. And it's like, I'm like, ladies, I'm going to hang with you all. That's cool. I have never learned how to make a move on a rabbi or a priest. I don't know why people do that. People want to flirt with, they think priests are so sexy. It's all about the reason why a priest is sexy is because it's bad. You are not supposed to convert a priest. And if you think that you are able to get a priest to notice you, then you really kind of feel better about your sexuality. Now, me, I wouldn't go there because I'd be like, okay, now God's mad. Do not take one of his own. But apparently that's a thing. All right, guys, don't go away. When we come back, there's an expert saying LASIK needs to be banned. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.